ben Yitzhar, ben Kohos, ben Levi, Vidosin Vaavira, Bnei Eliyav, Ein ben Pelas, Bnei Ruven, Bayakubu, Bnei Moshe, Vanoshim, Bnei Yisrael, Chamishim, Umosayim Ish. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Yavis says, Kol Machloi Gishi L'Shem Shemayim is Soifel L'Hiskayim. Kol Machloi Gishi L'Shem Shemayim is Ein Soifel L'Hiskayim. What's the Machloi Gishi L'Shem Shemayim? Zu Machloi Gishi Shammai V'Hillel. Machloi Gishi L'Shem Shemayim, that's the Machloi Gishi of Kairach V'Adosei. So I saw her aura brought down from the Sefer Maisa Hashem, from Rabbi Eliezer Ashkenazi. And Machloikis L'Shem Shemayim is Soifel L'Hiskayim. So he says, wouldn't it be better if the whole Machloikis has no kiyum whatsoever? Like, why would you want a Machloikis to be Mekuyim? Right? Kol Machloikis Yishul L'Shem Shemayim Soifel L'Hiskayim, L'Chayr, the best thing would be that the Machloikis doesn't have a kiyum. What's the Mishat Soifel L'Hiskayim? So he says, in the Machloikis L'Shem Shemayim, both Zdodim, they want the kiyum ha'olam. They're both interested in adding to the world. They're both interested in being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And Mimela, their efforts for Kiddush Shem Shemayim, if it has a Kiyum, Adrabah, it is Kiyum to the world. Those that are Machloikis Sheinu L'Shem Shemayim, they want to be Machrif. Like Rashi brings down over here, that Kairach said that because he took, Moshe Rabbeinu took Malchus and Kahuna for themselves, Hareini Mevatel is Dvarav. They're interested in destroying. They're not interested in Kiyum whatsoever. They're interested in destroying. That is Ein Soifel L'Hiskayim. But a Machloikis L'Shem Shemayim is the pshat that both sides are interested in what's best for the world and what's best for Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So Adarabba, the Soifel L'Hiskayim over there is a Gevaldi Gezach. They're both adding Kedusha to the world. And benoisiv to that, Hayos, they both mean L'Shem Shemayim. They're going out pi Teira. They're going out pi the Kloi HaTeira. So it becomes together, Elu Ve'elu, Diri Elokim Chayim. And we could learn from both sides. A perfect example of that is machloikis that are, you know, it raged l'chadchil the machloikis between chassidim and misnagdim. You had the Gra, and you had the Balatanya, and so on. The Seif Dover was, take a look, two Eilomis, and we're gaining from both Eilomis immensely today. You see how the yeshivish Eilom blossom with the yeshivas, and the chassidish Eilom, how they blossom, and they're both adding to the world being Mekadosh L'Shem Shemayim, Bebchinis, so that is the perfect example of the Soifel L'Hiskayim, because they both want of an emes. They both want the emes of the kiyum of the world. So taka they're being mekayim the world, each one in its own derech. But those lehepach that are shalei l'shem shemayim, by them they want churban of the world, so they taka are totally bought. The pasuk says that they were by Yakumu l'fnei Moshe, v'anoshim b'nei Yisrael, chamishim u'masayim, Nisiyayeda, Kriye Moyed Anshe Shem. They were always the first ones to call to gatherings, people of great names. So the Tanna de Be'el Yo Rabba brings down, B'negeta, Doigo Adoim Yenachi Teufel, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, She'en L'fon of Masu Panim, Gebenched is Hashem, that there's no favoring, there's no favorites. L'fi the greatness of the covet of Doig and Achi Teufel, so too was their great Peronius. And the Chofetz Chaim's Moisif, and as one would have thought, that Doyeg was the Abir HaRoyim, he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin, so he does something wrong, he should get off, you know, lightly. No. Same thing with Achi Teufel, he should get off lightly. Name, Lefi their godless, that's how great their Peronius, their downfall was. Chofetz Chaim's Moisif, Lefi the godless of the Cheshivas of the Baal HaMachloikis, that's how great the Ronius is. That's why it says by Parshas Korach, Nisiyayeda Kriye Moyed Anshe Shem, to show us how great they were, and to show us that Afal Pi came, Lefi their greatness, and perhaps because they were so great, they brought a tremendous hefsid in Klal Yisrael, because they had Ashma in Klal Yisrael. And Hashem, if he said, their Peronius was tremendous. Swallowed up by the ground, burnt up with the eish that was brought about by the Torahs, it was shrek like a thing. And Lefi the godless, that's the way their downfall was. What's the pshat? They were taka such great people. How's the shayach? They should lead to such a downfall. So I saw a very moedik kizach. We talk, you can't understand fully what the chatam were. We're living in a totally different generation, far removed from those tremendous days. Those are mountains and giants, and we're like little ants to be able to understand. Afal pikein, if the Torah writes it, then we have to understand it l'fi our kaknos ha'havana. I saw a moedik thing. They asked the Shver of the altar of Kelm, of Simchas Yisrael, not the Shver, the Edom, of the altar of Kelm, of Tzihirsh Broide. He was his nephew and he was his Edom. They asked him, describe the Yiras Hashem of your Shver. So he said, picture a lion tamer, a trainer, who's in the middle of centering of a circus. And he has this raging lion standing opposite him. So what are his feelings at the time? On the one hand, he has to be relaxed, he has to be confident, he has to know what he's doing. That's on the one hand, he has to be relaxed. Meidr Giza, he has to be on guard and he has to watch every movement of that lion. And he has to know all of the different nuances of the lion. When he moves like this, what's he planning on doing? When he moves like that, what's he planning on doing? And he has to be in good shape to react, to move around and flexible. He says he knows that if he takes his mind off of the lion for 1 second, if he may see Erdas, in a split second, he'll be pounced on and he's history. Now, Shel, if he's there, he is concentrating fully, he's totally focused on that lion and anticipating every one of his moves. He says, that's the way my Shver was every second of his life. He knew that inside of him, there was an entire zoo. There was a lion that demands covet. There were monkeys, gorillas that are jealous of others, the jealousy of monkeys. He says there was the rage of a raging bull. There was the taiva of a big bear. And he mobilized all the different animals that are within the person. And he knew the movements of all of them. And he knew exactly how he has to react to all of them. And every second he was focused and concentrated because he knew that at any given second they could react and burst out. This is Hagam. He was the altar of Kel. Afal Pikein. He recognized the chaya that's within the person and he was totally oimid ala mishma. I don't know if I ever said over this ma'isa, I heard this gift is that's all he used to say over this ma'isa. The altar tells a rov, who's grad a Talmud of the altar of Kelm, Yosef Yudalei Vloch, that's all. He was once taking a walk with Rav Leib Chasman, the Mashgiachin tells at the time. Later on, he became a Rav in Stuchin. And they were passing by a store. Outside, there was a table full of earthen pots and glassware. And they're walking past it. And the Telzer Rav says to Rav Leib Chasman, Rav Leib, Zolti Wissenzain, you should know that I have a taiva to smash every one of those kalim. But I'm holding myself back. Leib heard that, and he said it over to other people. He was Meshabeach, the godless of the Telzerov. Was Pshat. When I was a Bachar, I heard this mice, I used to laugh at it. You know, I don't have a taiva to do that. There it says it comes from my cotness, I didn't understand. The Telzerov was Makir, that deep inside there is a Yetzahara of destruction. And just because you're a Rav of a city in a Rosh Yeshiva, that doesn't mean it's not there. He's controlling himself. But if he doesn't watch himself, it's shy for that to come out at any given second. That was the message that he was giving over. And the relay was Meshabeach, that a Rosh Yeshiva Shinima. He also has that kayach within. You can never let your guard down. That's the pshat. These were great people, Tak. But even great people have different forces that are raging within. And if you misir das for 1 second and let it go, all of a sudden it could jump upon you, whether it's the type of covid, whether it's kinna for somebody else, whether it's a type of mammon, whatever it is, if you let your guard down, it could jump up before you realize it. And that's really what happened over here. You know, they lost guard of it for a second, and that Yetzirah is a tremendous, tremendous force. L'mayla menateva, the Yetzirah is a malach. And he plays around with the forces within so that if a person is not on guard like the altar of Kelm was, then chas v'sholom, it could cause tremendous damage. Pasuk says later on by the Bnei Yisrael were complaining. Atem, Hamisem, you know, you killed the Am Hashem. And they were complaining that the Torah is poison. You see that it killed Nodav Avihu. You see that it killed these people. So it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Aaron rather, when he brought the Torah, Vayamid ben Hamesim uvein Achayim, he stood between the living and the dead. Vateyotzer Hamagevu, a new Magevu was about to start. People were getting sick. Aaron brought the Torah, and that saved the people. It saved people from the Magev of going weiter. The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, the Petesim, and Aleph, it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, so Malach Asher complained, Mo'enesh Kisis Kerenu, and Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Kifi the Tzivi Avkodesh Baruch Hu, and they all reminded him, they all became his friends, and they all gave him Matanas. Even the Malach HaMavis gave him a matana. What was that? That was the secret of the Ktairis. What is the secret of the Ktairis? What does that represent? Why is the Ktairis such a gewaltige Sache? Ad kedei kak, that is brought down on the Svarim, and you know, during the pandemic, they said to say the parish of the Ktairis. You know, Kiveger, Shaita, you know, he said there was a terrible epidemic then, to say the parish of the Ktairis. It's a great inyan. What is the inyan of the Ktairis, and what is the inyan of saying the parish of the Ktairis? What is the Ktairis? The Ktairis is a list of ingredients of good-smelling produce from the ground. But kolzman, you leave it the way it is, it's not going to give off such a gewaltig smell. You have to chop it up, and you have to grind it up, hodek, it's to be well ground up. And then mixed in the proper proportion, and then it gives off its smell. Now let's picture while you're chopping up these ingredients, if they would have feelings, oh, they say, oi, ay, oi, vey, wasdutman, you're beating me, you're chopping those. Without that chopping, without that grinding, it wouldn't give off the smell. He says, it's the same thing with tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, number one, they grind themselves. They're menateh themselves, they take themselves apart and they're boidic every single aspect of themselves and they make a cheshben hanefesh and with that they grow and with that they give off a tremendous smell. And they also, they plug zach in Torah, they plug zach on it, they work hard. And that's what gives off that beautiful smell. The Medrash says about Avraham Avinu, what was Avraham Avinu daimitu? Lepleiton. He was named to a bottle of besama. It was sitting in the corner, and it wasn't moving around. And it wasn't giving off a smell. So a person came, and he moved it around, and he shook it up, and all of a sudden, it started giving off its smell. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha me'aretzecha, mi'mayladetcha mi'beis avicha. You want to give off that smell, there has to be movement, there has to be a little bit of the inui of the derech, and moving around, discomfort, and that's what gives out that smell. By Yaakov Avinu, it says again, by Yorach Esreich Begodov, Rashi says, Melamed, that he brought in the Reich of Gan Eden with him. And where did that come from? Avraham Avinu took Gemuchit in the tents of Shem Ve'Aver. This was still before he went to Lavan, and he went through the different Nisyonis. Then Zichar, the B'Samim got greater. So Tzadikim, by Ploying Zich, by Muching Zich, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu adding Yisurim to them, chopping them up a little bit, that gives off that besamim. Not only that, but the Medrash says by Yaakov Avinu, Vayorach Esreach Begodav Al Tikri Begodav El Boigdov. Even the Rishonim in Klal Yisrael, when put under pressure, when put to the test, they give off a wonderful reach. The Medrash over there in Parashat Tova says the famous Maaseh with Yochim Yishtroyreis. Yochim Yishtroyreis was one of them as Yavnim. And when he was put under pressure, he went and he hung himself. He was Mekadosh Hashem Shamayim. Same thing with Yossi Meshisa. Also the Medrash brings down a mice with him. They were misyavnim. When they were put under pressure, they gave off that beautiful reach. They were Mekadosh Hashem Shamayim. So when the Ketoris is brought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the inner koyach of Klal Yisrael. He reminds himself that Klal Yisrael, hagam de v'choyte, and hagam de deserve a punishment of a soif kol soif when put under pressure, they give off that beautiful smell. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled the Ketairis, he smelled the Reich of Avraham Avinu. He smelled the Reich of Yaakov Avinu. Could be looked into the future, he saw these Baidim. He smelled their beautiful smell. He smelled the Reich of the Crusades when the Baalei HaTosfos were sitting and plugging Zuch over a Tosfos, the Tosfos in a Merubah, Ki Yodua. They knew that in a couple of days that they're going to be killed Al Kiddush Hashem. And yet they had the Menuchas HaNefesh to produce those Tosfos in the big Tosfos in a Merubah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled that with the Ketairis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled Yodua Dikdamaisi with the mother who lost her child in Gzeiris Tachvatat and Chmelnitsky's pogroms. And holding her dead child, she said, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, until now I had to share my love between my child and you. And now that I don't have the child, now I can give it all to you. They saw the Kelmer Yeshiva being marched out to their death, and they were singing the Yontiv Dika Adoin Olam on the way to being Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the simple Yidden in the gas chambers, the last cry was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was Nichlul Nikteiris. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably also saw us in this dark and bitter Golas, Ikvas in the Mashiach, where there's such Hester Panim, and there's such Tzoros throughout the world, and Baruch Hashem, we're able to maintain our Emunah and continue and to go weiter. He saw that as well. That's the godless of the Ketairis. The Ketairis represents Klal Yisrael being cut and chopped and punished and tortured, and Afal Pikein, they give off, not Afal Pikein, because of that, they give off that good smell, and that good smell, that is Ma'ir Rachman by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the secret of the Ketairis. Pasuk says, Hey Olu Misoviv L'Mishkan Kairach. Go up from around the Mishkan Kairach, Dosen Vaviram. Now where's Ein Ben Pelas over here? In the beginning of the parasha, it mentions, Kairach Ben Yitzhar Ben Kosman Levi V'Dosen Vaviram V'Ein Ben Pelas. And here all of a sudden, Ein Ben Pelas is not mentioned. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, I'll pee the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuftes. The Gemara says that the wife of Ein Ben Pelas, she saved him from this Gansa Matzah. She told him, what are you going to gain either way? If Moshe is going to be the Rav, then you're going to be the Talmud. If Kairach is going to be the Rav, then you're going to be the Talmud. You're going to be back there either way you look at it. She says, so what am I supposed to do? I was with them in 1:8 and I swore to them that I'm part of them. So she said, I know, they're very frum. So you know what I'll do? I'll save you. She gave him wine to drink. He went and fell asleep. She stood at the door. When they came, she uncovered her hair. Oh, they're very frum. They were willing to fight against Moshe and Aaron, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to see the Sar Be'isha, that they ran away. Right? That way she saved them. And by the time he woke up, everything was history. Kairach, Madosai, they were all gone. So Chofetz Chaim asks, Bichlal, what was Ein Ben Pelas' reason? I made a shvua. What kind of a shvua is that? It's a shvua of Atlas HaMitzvah. The shvua has no taikif, no validity whatsoever. What kind of a taina was that? So the Chofetz Chaim Zetman from Danit, that when a person is blinded, whether it's by COVID, whether it's by taiva, whatever it is, when he's blinded by whatever blinds him, he's not able to see straight. It's Daimita Alifaz when he came to kill Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu told him, there's Loi Sirtzach. He learned by Yitzchok Avinu, he learned Loi Sirtzach. He says, Taki, but what am I going to do? Ma'is Kavanis Avicha. So there's a kabbalah of vicha, but when your mind is fakrumt, that's the way you think. You know, he was irvuv of tayv and ra. His mind was fakrumt. Same thing over here. When a fellow is blinded, he's not able to see straight. That's number one. Aber shtelz of the kashe. If that's the case that he did tshuva, so why is his name mentioned in the beginning of the parasha? I mean, a person's about tshuva. You don't want to be maskir as averus. If he's talking to tshuva. So the Chofetz Chaim says his tshuva was not a real tshuva. Because be'etzim, he was with them in the Eitzah. He was with them in the Eitzah when he went to sleep. Right? And the only reason why he gave in to his wife was because of practical considerations. you're anyway going to be second class. You're anyway going to be a Talmud, not more, you know, by Moshe you'll be the Talmud, by Kerich you'll be the Talmud. So it's not the Pshat, Oy Chotosi, Avisi, Pshati, what did I do? I'm going against Moshe. No, it's not, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is for practical considerations. He was willing to listen to his wife. He went to sleep, and by chance, you know, he woke up. He was lucky they were all gone. Now we're ready. Lacher on Maisi, he saw what happens. Now he had to talk to tshuva. But it wasn't such a real tshuva shlema. So the Torah is telling us over here that Etzem Ayin Ben Pelos was there l'chatchila, and it was really, by the end also, he didn't do tshuva. That's why the Torah mentions his name. His tshuva was not complete. He was blinded. It was only after he saw what happened to Karev Vadosei, then Take, you know, he held back, and the Seif Dov was could be Take the Tshuva, but he wasn't in a mystic about Tshuva. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Emorel Avozer Ben Aaron HaKoyin, Seito Avozer Ben Aaron HaKoyin, V'yorem Es HaMachtois Mi Ben HaSreifa. The machtos that the 250 ish brought with the fire with the k'tayres, he should pick them up from amidst the sreif. So the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch, why did Moshe Rabbeinu bedafke say it to Elazar and not to Aaron? He should have told it to Aaron. So there's a Me'iri and Brachas Davchav Zayinu Midbeis by the famous Maise with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. There was a machloikis in the Gemara, if Mayrev is a Rishus, is Mayrev a Chiyuv, and there was a confrontation between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and the whole place, they said, you know, Rabbi Gamliel's mistreating Rabbi Yeshua. This is the third time already that he showed a Pchisus HaKovid to Rabbi Yeshua, and they decided to impeach him. They took him down from being the Nasi and the head of the Beis Medrash. Now the Shiloh was, who should take over? Who should be the one that becomes the Nasi? So they said, should it be Rabbi Yeshua? Nay, that doesn't pass, because Rabbi Yeshua was the Baal HaMachloikis over here. He was involved in that Maisa, and that would give an extra tzar to Rabbi Gamliel. The Mamish, the one that he was going against, Rabbi Gamliel's put down, Rabbi Yeshua's the one that's put up. That's too much tzar. So the Me'iri over there speaks out. The Mahai Taima, that's why Aaron was not the one that was told over here to pick up the Machtos. Because they were waging a Machloikis against him. So with their downfall, it would be Aaron that would pick it up. That would be extra pain to them. And Hashem, if he's the Derech Eretz dictates it shouldn't be him. And he told Elazar to do that. So he's up to Me'iri Mizakhtas Brachas. I saw the Dimri Amis asks on that. L'chayra, it's not totally Daima. Because by Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel was very much alive. So if he'd hear that Rabbi Yeshua became the Nasi, it would be Tsar. But over here already was after they were Nifter. So either you could say, I mean, the Gemara in the Sechtes Brachas has a whole Shaila. If those that are Nifter, do they still know what's going on down here? It's a Shaila. So if you hold that they know what's going on, good. But even if they don't know what's going on by Yenim, but what's personally negated to themselves, as you're talking, that everybody agrees that they know. Hashem, if he said that's what the problem was over here. Or even if you say that was negated to themselves, they don't know, but we still have to develop a sensitivity that lamaisa, lamaisa, this hurt them and this, you know, it even if they don't feel it, but we mitzad ourselves have to develop a sensitivity for that. That's why, you know, that's why Aaron was not the one that was told to do it. Says he afterwards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told a representative of each sheva, the Nasi of each sheva, to take a matah, and Aaron should take a matah. The man that I choose, his matah will blossom. And with that I will remove the complaints of the Bnei Yisrael that they are complaining against you. What is so special about the matos? I mean, the being swallowed up into the ground, that alone was not a riot to the Yisrael. The fire that burnt them was not a riot. And the magefa that was about to start taking them over, that was not a riot. And all of a sudden, this matah with the growing prachim, all of a sudden, this is going to be it.
So the Kedusha Rim said over Hashem Rabbunim Pshischa Zechitzadim Mekadosh Levracha. When the Bnei Yisrael saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makar of the Levim and Aaron HaKoyim more than any other Shevet, they were afraid that this was a repeat of what happened with Yitzchak and Yishmael, that Yishmael was cast aside and Yitzchak was the one that was chosen. And the same thing with Yaakov and Esav. Esav was cast aside and Yaakov was the one that was chosen. The Emes is the Shvatim were afraid of that with Yosef. It wasn't Emes. But the Yidden over here were afraid of that. That Shevet Levi and the Kahanim, Aaron HaKoyim, the Ikar is made out of them. They're going into the Beis HaMikdash. We're cast aside. So they were afraid that they don't really have a Chelik Menachla. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeased them. He showed them, take a look. When you have a tree, so it has different parts of the tree. It has leaves, it has blossoms, and it has the fruits. Now the blossoms fall off eventually, but the blossoms zichra a big chelik in the production of the fruit, right? Because they added whatever nourishment the fruit needs, they help to develop, and the leaves, they protect the fruit. So even though they're not the ikr, but they have a chelik in the ikr. That is the way Klal Yisrael works. Hagam the Kehanim, they are the ikr, and they're put into the Beis HaMikdash, and Shevet Levi, they're mishores in front of Hashem. Ablamaisa, the rest of Klal Yisrael, they support them and they help them. They also have a chelik, like the leaves and the blossoms. So that's the pshat, that the matav Aaron v'yotzit sits and it gave off fruits, but it was giving them a message, also nishmeinen, that you were cast aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have your role in Klal Yisrael. Hagam, Shevet Levi, they're miyuchid for teaching Torah, Yorim Mishpatech Liyankiv, but that doesn't mean that you're cast aside and that you don't have a chelik. Now, shortly afterwards, it says the parasha of giving the Matnas Kuhuna. And that's really what this is all about. Gans Klal Yisrael supports the Kehanim, right? And they support them. They allow them to do their Avoida. So Gans Klal Yisrael has a chelik in that as well. This was the lesson. V'asi koisim in olai es tulon yis b'nei Yisrael. Agut and Shabbos. Ah, good and Shabbos. Yeah. Right. Also the same thing.